Amsechta begins with teaching us the halacha that one may now work on Chol HaMoed. And when we have a discussion if one may or may not do labor on Chol HaMoed, of course we need to understand, is this a Isser D'oraisa or is an Isser D'rabbanan? And we find a very big machlokes rishonim about this subject. The Gemara in Masechta Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches Omer Aleph, says Rabbi Oshia learns from a pasuk that one may not work on Chol HaMoed, because the pasuk says as Chag Hamatzah is Tishmor Shivas Yomim, and Rabbi Oshia teaches us that when the pasuk uses the words Tishmor, it means a lav. Then whenever the Torah uses that word, it means a lav. And the Torah is teaching us that all 7 days of Pesach, which include the Chol HaMoed, one may not do melacha. Rabbi Yonasan learns the Issa to do melacha on Chol HaMoed from a Kal V'Chomer. He says, if the first day of Yontif and the last day of Yontif, the first day of Yontif only has Kedusha after it, it doesn't have Kedusha before it. The last day of Yontif has Kedusha before it, but does not have Kedusha after it. The halacha is that one may not do melacha. So certainly on Chol HaMoed that has Kedusha, days of Kedusha, both before the day of Yontif and days of Kedusha after the day of Yontif, certainly one may not do melacha on those days. Rabbi Yosef Glili learns it from the pasuk that says, "B'yayim arishim mikra kodesh ka melachas avoyda loisasu." The pasuk continues, "Shivas yomim takrivu ish l'Hashem," to teach us the shivas yomim. The pasuk says the word shivas yomim right after the words loisasu, to teach us that all Shivas Yomim, all of the days of Yontif, all of the days of Yontif, one may not do any melacha. The Rabbi Kiva learns it from a pasuk. He says, the pasuk says, Eilu me'adei Hashem, Eilu me'adei Hashem, asher tikroi some mikrei kodesh. What does mikrei kodesh come to teach us? Kacheyu bas masias melacha, that the days of Yontif are considered holy, that one may not do melacha on those days. Now, Rabbi Kiva says, to teach us that the first day and the last day of Yontif, one may not do melacha, I don't need a pasuk. It's obvious that one may not do melacha on those days. What is the pasuk coming to teach us? The pasuk is coming to teach us that even Chol HaMoed, one may not do melacha. The Gemara there quotes another braisa, which is actually what Rashi here at the beginning of our Masechta teaches us. The pasuk says, "Sheis yishom toicha matzis, uviyoyim hashvi atzeres l'Hashem alokecha," teaches us the braisa, Ma shvi otzur basiyas melacha. Just like on the seventh day, one may not do any melacha. So too, ach inach asurim become melacha. All the other days, one may not do any melacha. We learn it from the extra hay. So from here, we have a raya. These are all limudim that seem to indicate that Chol HaMoed, one may not do melacha, it's an Issa D'oraisa. That seems to be the opinion of Rashi, of the Rif. And if we look in the Bir Halacha at the beginning of Hilchas Chol HaMoed, in Simen Tov Kuf Lamed, the Bir Halacha also quotes many Rishonim that are of the opinion that melacha Chol HaMoed is an Issa Doraisa. Rabbeinu Tam, however, disagrees. He has a very simple reason why he disagrees. He says that the Isser of, if the Isser Melacha Chalamoid is an Isser Daraisa, so how do we have, and which is certainly one of the primary subjects of the Masechta we're now learning, a whole discussion of what is Mutter and Chalamoid, what is Osser and Chalamoid, just like we, Melacha, if Chalamoid it's Osser to Melacha, it should have the same din as whatever is Osser on Shabbos and Yontif should be Osser Chalamoid. And therefore, Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam take the approach that Melacha is on Chalamoid is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. And all of these psukim that we just quoted are only esmachtas. Are only esmachtas, then they don't represent a deraisa. The Ramban has a third approach. The Ramban's approach is that Melacha and Cholamoid is osam deraisa. He says, but the actual Isser Melacha Chalamoid is Daraisa. The actual situations that we encounter already at the beginning of our Masechta and throughout the Masechta, Dover Ovid, Tzorech Mitzvah, Tzorech Mayid, are all Mutter Midaraisa. But even though in all of these situations the Halacha is that Melacha is Mutter Midaraisa, Chazal, and this is where the Rabbanan Diga aspect enters, says the Ramban, took some of these situations, the Midaraisa, under these circumstances, Melacha is completely mutter, and said that Melacha is Osir, even though the Raisa is mutter. That means under all circumstances, Melacha, to give an example that we find already on that base. Midaraisa, says the Ramban, if we have a situation of a Dover or Ovid, all Melacha should be Mutter. Came along the Rabbanan, as we learned, and say that if it involves a Tircha, even though it's a Dover Ovid, it's Asur. And that's the combination of the Daraisa and the Rabbanan. Actually, as we learn our Masechta, and we start the Masechta, the Mefarshim point out that from the first staff of the Masechta, there are rayas in this to this question: if the Issa Melacha Chalamoid is an Issa Daraisa or is an Issa Derabbanan. The Mefarshim ask a question that our Masechta immediately begins by teaching us Mashkin Beis Hashalchin, how we may or may not water the field and what type of field on Chalamoid. Shouldn't have the Masechta first begun by teaching us that Melacha is Asur on Chalamoid. And after we would learn that Melacha is Asur on Chalamoid, then we could continue in discussing what are the rules. So the fact, says the Tveres Yisrael, that our Masechta doesn't begin with that Halacha, it's very similar to the way Shas begins at the beginning of Masechta Brachas, where we learn at the beginning of Masechta Brachos, Meimisa Karishma Ba'arvin, what is the time for Krishma Shalavis? And the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't begin by teaching us first that there's a rule that one has to say Krishma Ba'arvis. Why doesn't the Gemara begin first by teaching us that rule? The answer is because that rule is explicit in the Torah and there is no need to say it. Here too, is a raya that the Issa to do Melacha and Chalamoid need not be stated in the Mishnah. It's an Issa D'Raisa. We only begin by teaching the details. That's one approach that the Mefarshim suggest. But there are Mefarshim that say, on the contrary, there's a raya from the Gemara on Daf Beis, on the Beis, just the opposite that the entire Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed is only an Isser D'Rabbanon, not an Isser D'Raisa. Because the Gemara on Daf Beis Amabeis, when the Gemara starts teaching us different halachas about watering the field on Chol HaMoed, says Tanan, the Mishnah's, our Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Masech that teaches us, Mashkin beis ha-shalchem v'moyed u'b'shvias, that one can water the field on Chol HaMoed and on Shvitis. Ask the Gemara, Bishlama, on Chol HaMoed, Chazal could be lenient, because Mishum Tercha hu. The Issa to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed is Mishum Tercha, u'b'makim pseida, Shara Rabbanim. And here where there's a question of loss, Chazal u'mekel. Isn't this clearly an indication that the Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed is only an Issa de Rabbanim? So, how do we explain this Gemara, according to the opinion of Rashi and the Rif, that the Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issa de Raisa, where the Gemara seems to say explicitly that it's Issa de Rabbanim? So, we have actually two questions on the opinion of Rashi and the Rif. One is, if the Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Raisa, so how do we find throughout our Masechta that Chazal tell us what's Mutter and what's Asur? And furthermore, what do we do with this Gemara? So on the basic concept, it's not really such a difficult question, because we already find a precedent in Halacha that even though something is Asur M'D'Raisa, the Torah left it up to Chazal to determine what is or isn't included in the Yisr. Yom Kippur. The Torah says, regarding Yom Kippur, V'nisim es nafsho seichem, Yom Kippurim is the day of Inui. Yet the Gemara, as we learn in Masech de Yuma, teaches us that it was left up to Chazal to determine what is Inui, what is considered Inui, and what is not considered Inui. So here too, we could say the Torah said the Melach is also Chol HaMoed, but left it up to the Chazal to determine what is or isn't Inui. However, it's not so simple. Because Yom Kippur, the Torah uses the words Inui, the word Inui, and there is no place else where the Torah uses the word Inui. The Torah left it up to Chazal to define Inui. Melacha, we have Shabbos, we have Yontif, where Melacha is Asur. So why here is it different that, even according to Rashi, that the Issa Melacha Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Raisa, is it up to Chazal to define what is or isn't Melacha? So the answer that many suggest is based on a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi here at the beginning of Masechet Moed Katan. He says, the purpose of Chol HaMoed is for three purposes. Kedei she'oichlem v'shoysim, Chol HaMoed are days of enjoyment. Continues the Yerushalmi, the days of Yegiyin b'Torah, days that one should sit and learn. And the days of Haskim Nisan Neflos, Sha'asolano Hashem Yisbarach. The days that we should spend the days recognizing and realizing all of the great chasodim that Hashem has done and does for us. So now we have a whole new understanding of Chol HaMoed. The Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed is very different than the Issa Melacha on Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif are days of Shabbos. What does Shabbos mean? Shabbos means you're not allowed to work on those days. They're days of resting. Chol HaMoed is not a day of resting, as the Rambam that we quoted in our previous year says. Nowhere does the Torah use the word Shabbosin regarding Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed are days of Mikra Kodesh. Chol HaMoed are days you gain b'Torah to learn Torah. Chol HaMoed are days of Machu Mishta. Chol HaMoed are days Lahasker to remember the Chazdei Hashem. So since it's not Shabbosin, we can't use the model of Shabbos and Yontif. Because the model of Shabbos and Yontif is not a good model. Because it's a whole different concept of Issa Melacha. The Issa Melacha on Shabbos and Yontif emanates from days of Shabbosim. The Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed emanates from days of Mikra Kodesh. A very different concept. And therefore Chazal have to tell us, how do we indeed have a Mikra Kodesh? That's what Rashi means to say. That even though the Issa Melacha is the Raisa, it's still left up to Chazal to tell us how to fulfill this Mikra Kodesh. And actually, this concept can be taken a step further. Because as we see in our Mishnah and in the first few Dafim Vav Masechta, the Gemara teaches us that under certain circumstances, one may do Melacha on Chol HaMoed, and one may do Melacha and Shemitah. Points out the Chazon Ish, and many other places can make the same point. What's considered a hefsid and allows one to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed is very different than what's considered a hefsid regarding Hilchas Shemitah. Regarding Hilchas Chol HaMoed, says the Chazon Ish, it's very subjective. It depends on every individual separately. And what may be a melacha for me, what may be mutter for me, will not be mutter for the next person. Because everybody's in a different financial situation. Everybody's in a different mental situation. And we have to judge each situation individually. Shemitah, there is no such halacha. What's considered a melacha that's mutter in Chol HaMoed is mutter for everyone. And what's considered asr is asr for everyone. Why? Because Chol HaMoed is a day of enjoyment, and what makes me enjoy, what creates enjoyment for me may not be enjoyment for the next individual. And therefore we look at each individual individually. However, Shemitah, there is no point of Mikra Kodesh, a day of enjoyment. And since that's not the factor when we speak about Shemitah, there's a general rule. Either it's mutter, or it's usher, but applies to everyone equally. Of course, the nafkamina in this question, if the issa melacha on Chol HaMoed is an issa d'oraisa, or is it an issa d'rabbanan, the nafkamina is primarily regarding a suffix. If somebody has a suffix, if he's allowed to do something or not allowed to do something in Chol HaMoed, if the issa melacha is a d'oraisa, so we have to be machmer. Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. If, however, the issa melacha is only d'rabbanon, safek d'rabbanon l'kula. And as I said earlier in the shir, if we look in the first bir halacha in Hilchis Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah Berura ends off l'halacha pshita hamakilim, kishita hamakilim. We can take the opinion of the makilim. The ikroi, that the issa melacha on Chol HaMoed is the rabbanon, but he says the kaponim ein lamal lahokol ki mutzar kadal. Even if we're going to take the approach, the opinion that the issa melacha on Chol HaMoed is the issa the rabbanon, one should not be so quick, says the Mishnah Berura, to be makel.